Track 11, Cultural Pressures. On the last track, we discussed various arguments that clients use to persuade themselves that they do not have a problem with self-injury. These include arguments regarding personal events, necessary emotional cleansing, and communication. We also included ways to address these arguments of exploration of ramifications, analogies, and the comfortable presence exercise. On this track, we will examine the ways in which cultural pressures have a direct effect on the adolescent's self-injury, the idea that pain is achievement, and the tough guy stereotype. As you know, society places a large emphasis on hard work to reach success. However, hard work is soon associated with pain, resulting from the common saying, no pain, no gain. 12-year-old Melissa, a gymnast, was used to pushing herself in all of her routines. Her musculature was soon overdeveloped for a child of her age. Her parents were notified that Melissa was in the 8th percentile for girls of her age. Her parents became concerned and wanted to lessen her involvement in gymnastics. Very soon, Melissa's parents began to notice scratches on her arms that they determined could only have been made by Melissa herself. When Melissa was referred to me, I found that Melissa had become confused in her own notion about pushing herself physically as being the same as inflicting another kind of pain on herself. She stated, "My coach told me that if I ache, I tried hard enough. If I'm not hurting, I'm not working hard enough." The motto that her coach had instilled in her was that of no pain, no gain, and it had been taken literally. Her scratches gave her a feeling of achievement. Luckily, the behavior was discovered early and could be dealt with before it became a dangerous problem for her later in life. During a session, Melissa said she had trouble nurturing herself because she felt she was reversing her training. To try and separate Melissa from her philosophy of pain, I used the nurturing exercise. The purpose of this exercise was to develop self-soothing behavior, which diverted Melissa from self-injury and promoted self-esteem. I asked Melissa to make a list of ways to nurture herself in the future. She wrote down this list: 1. Bubble bath, 2. Music, 3. Sing, 4. Play with friends, not from gymnastic, 5. Talk to friends, 6. Play with my dog, 7. Play video games, 8. Watch my favorite movie, 9. Take a nap, 10. Go shopping with my mom. In nurturing herself, Melissa was beginning to realize that she felt more confident and more comfortable being pain-free and less anxious about whether or not she was improving her athletic abilities. Another type of culturally induced self-mutilation is typically found in males and is rooted in what is known as the tough guy stereotype. This occurs in boys who have been taught since an early age that whining and expressing emotions other than anger is a sign of weakness. 18-year-old Sam was found kicking out windows in the athletic room in his high school. Sam was the star quarterback, but was going to have to give up his athletic career in college due to knee injuries. His behavior was striking to his coach, who told him to try and seek help. While in session, I found that Sam's behavior did not stem from anger management, but from an incapacity to express the pressures of his life. Sam stated, "Next year, I'm going to be nothing without football. I could come back here and relive who I used to be, but it's really all over for me. High school was just a setup. I couldn't get higher grades if I wanted to. I'm one of the biggest, strongest, but definitely not one of the smartest." He said that when he cut himself by kicking in the windows, it made him feel like he was strong and could handle whatever pain came his way. Sam told me how his father would constantly point out heroes in movies and say, "You've got to bite the bullet. That's a real man, a real hero. No whimpering or whining when he gets hurt." The philosophy of the tough guy was so ingrained into Sam's consciousness that he felt he couldn't deal with problems in any other way that would not make him appear weak. Negative thoughts about gender and gender identity can contribute to self-hate and self-destruction. For Sam, not allowing himself to express his inner emotions led to a destructive path. To help Sam gain a different perspective of himself as a male and to derail the notion of being a hero from his mind, I found the Being a Man exercise helpful. I ask him to answer the following three questions. Number one, what thoughts and feelings do I have about being a man? Include thoughts and feelings about body size as well as psychological attributes. Number two, what ideas of manhood do I find discouraging or hard to appreciate? Number three, what ideals of manhood do I find unappreciated? Which do I find positive and rewarding? Sam stated, I feel like I need to have a presence wherever I am. I think guys should be well-built and muscular. I don't think that guys need to talk to other guys about their problems. That's what girls do. I never bought into that sensitive guy thing. The guys that said they were sensitive were only trying to impress the girls. I think that in this day, people don't appreciate how much strength a guy has. I like feeling like I can protect someone like my girlfriend. I find the opportunity to be in a protective role rewarding. By stating these thoughts, Sam was able to analyze and break down the negative perceptions or myths he had about his gender, which was the first step in replacing them with a more helpful model. On this track, we discussed ways in which cultural pressures have a direct effect on the adolescent's self-injury, the idea that pain is achievement, and the tough guy stereotype. On the next track, we'll examine four aspects of the self-mutilator's ability to form a relationship, which includes a lack of a workable medium of friendship, the factor of low self-esteem, keeping friends at a distance, and the result of shame of past abuse. Question 11. What are two ways in which cultural pressures can cause teens to self-injure?